Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out where your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Sarah Lane, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 103. This is the show that covers the latest iPhone news and apps and tips and tricks. I like to think of myself as your guide to all things iPhone and iOS, but it's really a team effort. So let's cliff dive into the seaside resort, shall we? Number one. Well, it looks like we may have ourselves an iPhone event scheduled for Tuesday, September 9th, which is being reported by Recode. Now, Recode doesn't offer anything besides that date. Invites have not been officially sent out, at least as of the time of this recording. But the publication has a historically very good relationship with the folks at Apple. And in fact, on stage at Recode's Code conference, which was back in May, Apple SVP Eddie Q said, you might remember this, that the company's fall product pipeline was the best he'd seen in his 25 years working at Apple, which is a pretty strong statement. So, if this all pans out, you can probably expect at least one new iPhone announcement in about a month. Or as Business Insider puts it, now is the worst time to upgrade your iPhone. Number two. In other Apple news, Apple has filed for HealthKit trademarks in both the U.S. and Europe in the run-up to iOS 8's launch, which is happening this fall. And the European filing, which was published yesterday, includes watches in a list of products that could take advantage of the health tracking software. In fact, the official list of goods and services in the filing is kind of interesting. Reads as follows. Health, fitness, exercise, and wellness sensors, monitors and displays, medical apparatus and devices, horological and chronometric instruments, watches, clocks, timepieces, chronographs for use as timepieces, chronometers, watch straps, watch bands, cases for watches, clocks, and horological and chronometric instruments, parts for watches, clocks, and horological and chronometric instruments, jewelry. Now, is this the iWatch? Certainly sounds like it, doesn't it? Apple has trademarked the word iWatch already in countries like Japan and Mexico and Turkey. And we do know that the HealthKit app is arriving this fall along with iOS 8. We've seen it previewed at WWDC, which will obviously go on our iPhones. And if all goes well, be able to talk to something that someone might wear on his or her wrist or ankle. Or I just give us something, Apple. Number three, a couple episodes ago, I told you about how helpful having a shared photo stream was when I was on vacation recently with some friends. And I mentioned that it was only really possible because we were all using iPhones. Well, we got an email from Daniel, who's got a great tip for sharing photo streams with friends or family that might be using Windows machines. Daniel writes, did you know that you can cross the streams with a Windows PC? My mom doesn't have an iOS device, but my brothers and I do, so I created her an account in iTunes. I used the iCloud control panel for Windows, which is available from the Apple website. After installing the app, you open the iCloud control panel and log in with your iTunes account. Then turn on Photos, and the streams will start. You'll get a new shortcut in Explorer called iCloud Photos. Well, thank you so much, Daniel. You know, it's actually been years since I used a Windows machine regularly, but maybe you do. I know a lot of people love to have iPhones, but they prefer Windows machines. And even if you don't, you definitely know somebody who does that might really benefit from the joy that is your shared photo stream. Well, what you're willing to share anyway. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. Okay, these new iPhones might be coming and it might be time to start thinking about getting rid of the gadgets that you have currently and get some money for them. Gazelle does exactly that. Gazelle wants to buy your used iPhone, your used iPad, or other smartphone. You can lock in a price right now and then send your gadget to Gazelle when you get your new gadget because Gazelle's offer is good for 30 days. It's almost 30 days from now when we're going to get an iPhone announcement, right? So this is actually really good timing. Gazelle makes selling your used gadgets fast and simple. Just go to gazelle.com, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, and type in your item. Tell Gazelle the condition it's in, and then you get that risk-free offer for your gadgets. And they'll even throw in free shipping. Go to gazelle.com right now and get that offer for your iPhone or your iPad. You get paid in cash. Payment is fast. Offers are good for 30 days. Risk-free gives you time to transfer data, set up your new device, all that good stuff. And Gazelle will even wipe your data for free. The company's paid more than $100 million to over 700,000 customers. And again, free shipping. It's a fast process. You will love it. What's your iPhone worth? You should know. Take a minute and just go to gazelle.com and find out. Do it now because your iPhone will lose value the longer you wait. Thanks so much to Gazelle for sponsoring this episode of iPhone. Number four. Before the break, Daniel. Remember Daniel? He had a really helpful tip for Windows users sharing photo streams. Well, Daniel gets a really big fat gold star this week because he also wants to save your life. Did you know that if you're in a jam, you can tell Siri to take me to the nearest hospital?
Getting directions to Petaluma Valley Hospital.
Now, clearly Siri is not going to be able to physically take you anywhere because she's not a driver. But imagine if you're in a panic and you need quick information, and this is just a really good command to kind of have in your back pocket. Daniel points out that it's not just for emergencies. You could say, take me to the nearest gas station, or take me to the nearest bar.
Getting directions to social club, restaurant, and bar.
It works the same way. Now, obviously, it's maps related, so if for whatever reason Apple doesn't have a certain address in its map database, Siri's not going to magically know it either. But in general, works really well. Finally, number five. You guys are seriously on a roll this week with your duh tips, and I am not complaining. So here's one from Jamie, or as Jamie signs it, J4M13, because Jamie is obviously very, very elite. There are several games in the App Store that make use of timers to add challenging elements to a game. Two Dots, for instance, only gives you 5 lives and will regenerate a life every 20 minutes. Once you run out of lives, you need to wait 20 minutes before a life is available. However, a simple switch can alleviate this and any other game that operates on a timer. Go into your system settings, change the time ahead by an hour or even a day, and when you switch back to the app in question, you'll magically have elapsed that amount of time. Switching back to normal time at this point doesn't reverse the process either. Well, thank you so much, Leet Jamie. How very clock hacker of you. Obviously, no app developer is going to appreciate anybody doing this because usually they're trying to coerce you into some sort of an in-app purchase to skip that time constraint. But you're not doing anything illegal either. I would never suggest such a thing. And that is it for this episode of i5. Did you like it? All of the apps and links and other information from this show is at twit.tv/i5. You can email us ideas or questions or general feedback to i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5, or you can even send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for watching. See you next time on i5 for the iPhone.